under the moonlight. Kiss you running red lights, baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor, kiss you like a let's go. Come on, baby, let me hear you say oh oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes glow.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The head of the FBI is pushing Congress for a vote soon on reauthorizing FISA, the law that lets spy agencies listen in on communications of foreign nationals without obtaining a warrant. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Congressional leaders say they're hopeful they can pass a bill reauthorizing a U.S. spy program known as FISA after a late-night agreement. 19 Republicans previously voted to block the reauthorization of FISA, concerned it goes too far and can jeopardize the privacy of Americans. One change now being made, potentially reauthorizing FISA for 2 years instead of five.
After the expected House vote today, House Speaker Mike Johnson will head to Mar-a-Lago to hold what he says will be a news conference alongside former President Donald Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Arizona following this week's state Supreme Court decision upholding an 1864 law that bans all abortions except to save the life of the mother. Nearly 400 severe storm reports this week from the south into the Great Lakes and northeast. This is ABC News. One of the biggest power plants in Ukraine, not far from Kyiv, taken out in another Russian missile attack. A new home for only parts left of a statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson, stolen by metal scrappers. ABC's Jim Ryan with the story.
The bronze shoes were all that was left after would-be metal scrappers took the Jackie Robinson statue. Now those shoes have been moved from Wichita to Kansas City.
They will be part of a miniature Jackie Robinson shrine of things that his name and likeness have been targets against.
Bob Kendrick is president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City.
Hopefully it will serve as something that will unify us.
The suspect in the original theft is still in jail on a long list of charges related and unrelated to the statue. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ford is now under investigation for recalling covering tens of thousands of Broncos. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the proposed fix for a problem with fuel injectors doesn't actually fix the problem at all. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A man and a 13-year-old girl died following a chase and overnight standoff south of Madison Wednesday night. 37-year-old Alexander C. Grunke of Middleton died from an apparent suicide. Grunke was identified as a person of interest in the death of 32-year-old Tana Poppy at a home in Lamont, Iowa near Dubuque. A St. Croix County court jury found Nikolai Miu guilty of fatally stabbing a teenager and wounding four others on the Apple River in July of 2022. Jurors found Miu guilty of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of Isaac Schumann and on four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety while using a weapon. And the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development wants to get parents and kids ready to navigate youth employment this summer. This Tuesday's webinar will discuss youth apprenticeship programs and how technical colleges can help young people find a good job right out of school. Sign up at dwd.wi.gov and search for youth webinar.
Grocery prices.
Well, now to more sticker shock at the grocery store.
Chaos at the southern border.
Thousands of migrants have joined a caravan in Central America that's making its way to the U.S.
Cutting the wages of working Americans.
And now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage.
But Biden and Tammy Baldwin don't care. They're millionaires. Tammy Baldwin lives in a million-dollar luxury penthouse in Washington, D.C. Oh, come on. How do you think career politicians like Biden and Tammy Baldwin and their families become millionaires?
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company.
Inflation, out-of-control immigration, insider deals. That's the Biden and Baldwin way. America's PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising paid for by America's PAC and not authorized by any other candidate or committee. America's PAC 527.com.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to 59 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 35 tomorrow. Kicking off a great weekend with sunshine, 73 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 74. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Taste of love, the world bittersweet, the green eyes. fields have grown over now. Years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing time hasn't touched. Is it really him or the loss of my innocence? I've been missing so much.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Deanna Carter and Strawberry Wine. 9:11. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour today in history, opening farm markets as well. And also on the way, we'll be talking with Adam Brock from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture about the milk and cheese supply. Yes, it's safe, even though there's been those reports of the avian influenza outbreak in dairy cattle. Milk and cheese are safe. We're going to talk more with Adam on that here coming up in just a couple minutes. New York City is considering rodent birth control on its war on rats. Yeesh. The New York Times reports the city council is introducing legislation that will call for the distribution of salty pellets that sterilize male and female rats. Two neighborhoods would be targeted under the program. The city has unsuccessfully tried similar methods in the past, but wants to give it another shot due to improvements in the city's handling of garbage, as well as advancements in rat contraceptives. If it works, the city wouldn't rely so much on rat poison, which is blamed for deaths of and the beloved death of the Central Park owl Falco. It is a problem in New York, I'll tell you what. When I was out there in 2015 for the NAFB summer board meeting, we were in New York City for a night and then went up into upstate New York after that. Yeah, the rats were kind of big. Put a saddle on them. You could ride them around. No thanks. Coming up, we're going to talk with Adam Brock from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. That's next. Here's Blackhawk, and every once in a while, it's 9:12.
When the moon is bright on a Saturday night, there's a thousand stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face a fact. She wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She'll say every once in a while. Every once in a while. Tries to forget, but she hasn't yet. Not a single day goes by. That feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight. It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She says every once in a while. opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And joining us this morning is Adam Brock. He is the administrator for the Administration for Division of Food and Recreational Safety with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. And today we are going to talk about milk and cheese safety. Because there's been a lot of news lately about the avian influenza that has been happening in dairy cattle, and consumers might be a bit concerned, but there's a whole bunch of concern about a whole lot of nothing. But we're going to talk with Adam about that. And Adam, thank you for joining us this morning. And yes, we've had the avian influenza outbreak in dairy cattle, but for consumers, they need to know that the milk supply is safe, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. There's a very low risk of anybody contracting avian influenza from their milk supply. There's procedures and hurdles in place. And as always, pasteurized milk from you get from your local quick trip or wherever you're going, that's all going to be pasteurized. Your cheese is all taken care of. Plenty of food safety hurdles, so milk is not a concern. I would not be concerned drinking milk. In fact, I had some this morning. So.
And that's the big thing, that pasteurization process eliminates not only the avian influenza virus, but all kinds of other bad bacteria, right?
Exactly. I mean, pasteurization inhibits and it reduces the growth of bacteria. You know, it takes care of pathogens, viruses, and different things. So as long as you're drinking pasteurized milk, eating pasteurized cheese, which is only available on the market right now in Wisconsin, you're in good shape. So 99% of consumers, there are some to be, you know, transparent. There are some raw cheese makers in the U.S., right, and some in Wisconsin, but right now not a concern. And, you know, I know we're talking milk safety, but for those of you that eat your eggs and your meat, it's also safe. So not a concern. Hate to hear people getting concerned about it, but, you know, our farmers work so hard, and I hate to hear, you know, things get out of context. So love what you're doing, and I just want to assure that things are, let people know things are safe. So.
Talking with Adam Brock this morning. He is with the Administrator for Division of Food and Recreational Safety with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture this morning. You mentioned eggs, so I guess I have to ask on the egg side because I get farm fresh eggs. Now, I know I don't have to refrigerate those because I don't wash them until I use them. But what about eggs?
The reason I bring up eggs is because there's been some articles out there in the world about, you know, people eating certain types of eggs, farm eggs. There was a famous food safety individual who had commented about, you know, basically the safety of eggs, and he would only go to the grocery store. There is no scientific evidence for that. Your farm fresh eggs are going to be fine. And, you know, speaking with our state veterinarian and knowing the process, even if a flock, and there's no flocks, I want to clarify this, we have not had, there are some, you know, flocks around the U.S. have had avian influenza, but what often happens is they stop or really limit their egg production. So the eggs aren't even really out in the supply. And again, if they are, if you're cooking your eggs like you do, again, it's safe. It's not a concern. So there's enough cooking. I think if consumers take one thing away, both your listeners and consumers, you know, pasteurized milk, cooking your eggs, and cooking your meat to the appropriate temperatures are all great ways to reduce the risk. So, you know, go about your daily life is what I'm saying. You know, I know it sounds as simple as that, but just be assured that the product you're eating is safe. And we work really hard in Wisconsin, and I think your listeners know that the farmers work hard, the processors have systems in place to ensure the safety of the food supply. So, you know, I would not change my life or my eating habits for this. I think we've got enough there to ensure the safety and the continuity of the food supply, right? Because that's what we're focused on is Wisconsin agriculture and brand protection. Sorry to take a little too much time there, Brian. I know you have some more questions, but just emphasizing that it's safe. So.
Finally, Adam, the other part of this that some folks may not know. Okay, so Brian's dairy herd comes down with avian influenza. My dairy herd isn't milking. That milk is not going into the milk supply even in the first place. Correct?
Correct. Exactly. Those cows would be taken offline, and you also have to remember that that's just one hurdle, right? Farmers know how to best take care of their cattle. And if they're sick, if their cows are sick, they're going to take care of them, and that product will be out of the milk supply. And then also that milk that they were, you know, producing isn't going to be going into the milk supply. And let's say, for example, because everybody jumps to the worst case scenario, even if it did end up in the milk supply for some reason, you have pasteurization, which is proven to kill both bacteria and viruses. So you've got all these hurdles, right? So consumers need not fear about that. The industry is working and has worked hard to develop this, and our farmers are out there every day doing the best they can for their animals and then working with processors to keep things safe. So again, from my perspective, what I've seen from the data, again, eat your eggs, milk, and meat, and help our Wisconsin dairy farmers. You will be safe.
Some great advice. That's Adam Brock. He is the Administrator for Division of Food and Recreational Safety with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Test drive a Coyote tractor or Toro zero-turn mower during the Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anabis Silo. Take a test drive of the 22 to 60 horsepower Coyote tractors and learn how they could help you dig some dirt on your property. Test drive the latest Toro zero-turn mowers. They'll keep your lawn looking its best. It's the Coyote Tractor Toro zero-turn mower Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com. Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight. So I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kinda went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. Cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed like old friends. Saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bunny. Taken about a year after we wed. He said, spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now. Cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa. Been right there as our time got small and holding her hand when the good Lord called. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drank it up, cause that's the good stuff. That's the good
shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the brain.
tried to teach me courtesy. But it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
George and Tana to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't not around, yeah. Don't matter what time, what town, I can't get you gone. Turn the bar, yeah, upside down. Just looking for something that does it. I give them all my money, ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRGN. Morgan Whalen, You Proof, 935. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder that the Duranda Business Expo coming up on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. This will be at Durand, Arkansas High School. This is with Durand Improvement Group. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. Well, let's run down today in history. For this April 12th, 1861, the Civil War begins.
when Confederate forces fire on Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. Happy birthday to the American Red Cross. Oh, check that. 1912 American Red Cross founder Clara Barton passed away at the age of 90. 1945 President Franklin Delano Roosevelt passed away at the age of 63. Vice President Harry Truman would become the next President of the United States. 1955, Dr. Jonas Salk's polio vaccine was termed safe, effective, and potent by the University of Michigan Polio Vaccine Evaluation Center. 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin becomes the first person to orbit Earth. 1977, Wrigley chewing gum mogul Philip P.K. Wrigley passed away at the age of 82. 1981, the space shuttle Columbia, the first reusable spacecraft, blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, on its very first test flight. 1989, a Hall of Fame boxer, Sugar Ray Robinson, passed away at the age of 68. 1992, Euro Disneyland opens in France at a cost of $4 billion to build. 2009, high seas drama comes to an end when U.S. naval forces rescued the capture of a U.S. cargo ship, or the captain, rather, of a U.S. cargo ship who had been held hostage for 5 days at sea by Somali pirates. The Navy confirmed that three of the four pirates who held Captain Richard Phillips were killed by Navy SEALs, and a fourth was taken into custody. And in 2020, a series of 40 tornadoes hit the U.S. from Texas to South Carolina. The storms kill 32 people in six states. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the National Farmers Union.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk up 10 to 16.12, June up 7 to 16.60, July down 1 to 17.20, August steady at 17.81. Live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs are all moving mostly lower as the cattle markets and hog markets continue to move back into negative territory. Again, packers are not aggressive. Most of their needs have been purchased for the week, and that is also pressuring all of the livestock markets, along with still continued concerns about the hot inflation report. April live cattle down 22 cents to 180.02. April feeder cattle down 67 cents to 238.50. April hogs down 17 cents to 91.27. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher as the market recovers and stabilizes after the USDA April crop report. Now, most analysts, along with the Brazilian government, are estimating much smaller crops in Brazil due to severe drought earlier in the season. That is really helping to support the grain markets. May corn up 8.5 to 437.25. New crop up 6.75 to 472.75. May beans up 17.25 to 1176.5. November up 14.5 to 1178.75. Wheat higher after Russia continues to attack the energy infrastructure of Ukraine. That's going to prohibit Ukrainian wheat exports. May wheat up 8 to 559.75.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Need a quick but tasty supper idea? Stop at O'Galley Cheese for their take-and-bake pizzas. O'Galley Cheese's pizzas are made with their own cheddar and three cheese blend, featuring Romano and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses, made with milk from only local dairy farmers. Don't forget to ask for a pizza punch card. Open 7 days a week, O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25 for your next pizza craving.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today and a bit breezy as winds are whipping out of the northwest at 30 miles per hour, dragging our high temperatures down to the upper 50s. Sunshine stays abundant all weekend long and temperatures rise into the 70s.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be, but you stay here right beside me and watch as a storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say. A divine conspiracy that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool, and I days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you.
in the shadows. Well, I just looked where I don't see. I'm still pretending I don't need you. I won't let you know you're killing me. Like some big black widow spider, you know just how to catch your prey. I'm acting like it doesn't matter, and you sneak up from behind and whisper my name. And there go your paralyzing eyes, there goes your tantalizing smile, there goes my act of playing it cool. My heart falling for you. Well, I think you're playing with me, darling. You like to see what you can do. Well, I should be fishing for blue marlin instead of being hooked again by you. But there go your paralyzing. There goes my act of playing it cool. And there go the words I meant to say. There go the games I wanted to play. There goes my heart falling for you. Yeah, there go your paralyzing. Falling for you.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert,
picture, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to do something too late. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late, too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis and Tucson too late. I'm Brian Winnekins. And this reminder, the spring clean sweep for Pepin and Pierce County residents will be on April 20th, 8 to noon. All you have to do is, for more information, call 715-273-3092. That's 715-273-3092. Again, that will be from 8 to noon to be held at the Pierce County Recycling Center in Ellsworth. How'd you like to own your own island? Specifically, a Florida Key. Well, I didn't win Powerball, so I know I can't do it. But a small Florida Key known as Beer Can Island. Due to the results of parties thrown on the island, is now up for sale. The 9-acre island, known as Pine Key, is located near MacDill Air Force Base in Apollo Beach, which was created in the 40s as a result of dredging, the process of relocating sand and other materials from construction sites. The island, which was planted with Australian pine trees to help prevent erosion, earned the nickname Beer Can Island due to it being littered with empty beverage cans from decades of parties. Well, that's not very nice. Now, Russell Loomis and three friends purchased the island in 2017 and cleared what he described as 300 to 400 bags worth of trash from the property. The owners then installed attractions, including a giant slide, portable bathroom, and tiki bars to attract visitors. Loomis said the island project was successful for a time, but then the owner decided to close the island earlier this year due to the long work hours required to maintain the island and also having to repair damage done by Hurricane Idalia. The island was listed for more than $14 million. Wow. However, there is now a project called Save Beer Can Island. It would allow members of the public to buy a stake in the land for just $1,000 each. So there you go. Throw in a grand and you can own part of a Florida Key.
How do you measure the human spirit? In miles covered? Prayers spoken? Or maybe it has no limit? Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
can't believe tax season is here already. Look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My hair went fly, man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey.
Real Country 1430 AM, excuse me, Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shania, honey, I'm home. 959. And thank you.